Today we are going to meet another outstanding person, a director, Damian Nenov. He studied in Łódź. If you have listened to my previous podcasts, you probably can guess at what school he studied. Today I would like to tell you about his three films. His most well-known animated movie is Paths of Hate, which was displayed at over 90 festivals and was awarded 25 prizes. Among others in La Coruña, Rio de Janeiro, Turin, Torino, Vilnius and Los Angeles. Nenov also received SIGGRAFF Jury Choice Award for this movie. Do you remember which Polish movie director received this award too? The other movie, The City of Ruins, was made in a very important phase of his career. Let me quote Jan Ołdakowski, the director of the Warsaw Uprising Museum, which commissioned Nenov to make the movie. He said, "If you have not seen it yourself, single photos from the time of war will not show it. Only while watching a movie, you can imagine what post-war Warsaw looked like and from what state it had to be rebuilt." This movie is the first digital reconstruction of the city destroyed during the World War II. While watching it, we can see Warsaw from 1945, totally ruined. It is over 5 minute long simulation of a flight of a plane type Liberator. It was the main American bomber used by the Allies during World War II. His latest international movie and a great success was a movie Another Day of Life. This movie adaptation was released in 2018. It is based on a book written by Ryszard Kapuściński, one of the most remarkable Polish writers. His specialization was reportage or literary reportage. In English-speaking countries, it will be probably more familiar to you as a literary journalism. It is a genre which does not only present facts, but also includes elements of journalism and belles lettres. Simply speaking, reportage writers narrate events which they witnessed or learned from eyewitnesses. The most popular subject of books are travel and war, but they are not the only ones, of course. If you want to bottom the theory of this genre, you can read a very interesting book published at the University of Silesia in 2019. It was written by Katarzyna Frukacz and it is called Polish Book Reportage, Changes and Adaptations. Not only can you learn from it about the origins of it, but also about the challenges it has to face in the era of digital transformation. As we are talking about the movie Another Day of Life, let me tell you something more about the author of the story, Ryszard Kapuściński, whose books, along with those written by Stanisław Lem, a Polish science fiction writer, are the most often translated into foreign languages. For many years, this brilliant man had worked as a correspondent for a Polish press agency in Africa, Latin America and Asia. He devoted his life to traveling, which inspired him to write his outstanding books. If I was to recommend to you my favorite ones, it would be The Soccer War, about nationalist movements in Africa and Latin America, The Emperor, about Ethiopia, Kyrgyz Dismounts His Horse, about Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, Shah of Shahs, about Iran. The movie and the book Another Day of Life is the story of Kapuściński's journey to war-torn Angola. The movie combines animation and documentary, and it was premiered during the most important movie festival in Europe, in Cannes. Another Day of Life was awarded in 2018 European Movie Award for Best Full-Length Animated Movie and Goya Award for Best Animated Movie granted by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences of Spain. These are the three movies by Nenov I would recommend you to watch. He's an extraordinary artist of a remarkable and comprehensive style. If you see Paths of Hate and Another Day of Life, you will understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about comprehensive style. Enjoy the movies and I'm looking forward for our next meeting.